Christians demonstrate the love of God in Pakistan. There's a way for you to help people in the Philippines, and a war zone becomes a mission field. Details are next in today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Deserts don't usually strike people as fertile. However, Tharpekar, Pakistan boasts the only fertile desert in the world up until now. World Renew's Wayne DeYoung tells us what's going on.
Most often we've been dealing with monsoon flooding, and we responded in 2010, 2011, and 12 to monsoon floods. But in November 2013, there was a failure of the monsoon rains, and about 2 million people were affected by that.
It's a drought. That means no food or water. But that was 9 months ago, so why are we still talking about it?
Over the last nearly 9 months since the drought began, many people have exhausted their coping mechanisms.
World Renew partners with the local Christians to bring food and water to the area to over 4,000 families. It's mostly a Muslim-Hindu mix, and that is fertile ground for something else.
It's a good way for us to demonstrate the love of Christ to these people when they're in need, and they hear that message loud and clear through our deed ministry.
Next, listen to this. Nearly 500,000 people fled home on Tuesday. Food for the Hungry tells us even thousands more were affected by the typhoon that hit the Philippines. Less than a year after Typhoon Haiyan devastated the islands, many Filipinos were prepared this time around, and the death toll was low. But for some, home is destroyed and life is turned upside down again. Your support can rebuild their homes and fill their stomachs. Even more, it might show them how God's love is stronger than the storm. You're listening to Mission Network News. If your town turned into a war zone, what would you do? How would your church respond? Well, Eastern Ukraine is a war zone, and churches are responding. Russian ministry says Christians are delivering food and supplies in a town that was formerly occupied by pro-Russian militants. And this gives them a chance to share the hope of Christ with people who've been living in fear for months. Find the rest of this story and ways to pray at our website. Meanwhile, imagine a 7-year-old girl you know trapped in human trafficking, suffering in horrific ways. And that's the reality for many young girls in Nepal. Now, imagine that little girl heard about a Christian group that's helping people to escape. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders says their partners in Nepal do just that.
There's just this huge outpouring, and they're seeing a huge number of girls wanting to come out.
Vision Beyond Borders wants to build another safe house to help even more girls escape and hear about Jesus. But they need your help. The project costs $83,000.
That would pretty much cover everything. It would cover all the building, the training materials that they need.
If you can help, visit us online at missionnetworknews.org. Pray more girls can escape, and pray for the protection of the workers who are trying to help them.
This is a very lucrative business, and the people that are profiting from these girls do not want them given up. They don't want them taken.
And it's very possible that someone you've never met is praying for your deepest needs. You don't think about that often, do you? Joel Gerber of Bibles for China shares how Bible distribution makes that apparent for many Chinese Christians.
It is a great encouragement to them to know that others around the world are praying for them, and it grows their faith, and it causes them to be wanting to develop their own faith through studying God's Word more.
Hear that? A simple gift from somebody like you causes someone else to want to know Jesus more. Gerber says,
taking the Word of God into China is the way that we as an organization can support the mission of the church in China, and that is to develop Christianity in a way that is done by the Chinese Christian Council through the church in China.
Bibles for China needs more Bibles for their November trip. $5 gets it done. You'll find the link at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you going through suffering? Get the book Learning to Suffer God's Way, Discovering Purpose in Suffering by Donald Zoller, free from Sat7. It can help you turn suffering from an imposition into a blessing. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.